We're going to remember what Jesus did for us by taking communion, bread and juice that reminds us of his body broken, his blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. What a privilege it is to gather as God's people, and what a gift he's given us to say, do this to remember me. We get so distracted. We need to be centered again and again on the gospel. That I'm a sinner. I don't deserve anything but hell. But God sent his only son, Jesus, to die in my place, to forgive my sins, so that I could belong to him. He wants a relationship with me. He wants a relationship that much that he would lay down his life to pay my price, to forgive my sins, so that I could be cleansed and justified in the sight of a holy God. What a treasure it is. The gospel. Let's treasure it together as we remember what he did for us. Lord Jesus, we just want to come and worship you and say thank you for going all the way to the cross to pay for my sins. By grace, an undeserved gift, freely given, you have been saved through faith, simple trust, depending on the finished work of another. Not of yourselves, it's a gift. Not something we earn, not of works, so that boasting is excluded. We cannot boast. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in and changing us, making us new, making us what we were not, so that we can have new desires, new affections, a hunger for truth, a hunger for a relationship with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you want to commune with us, to have fellowship with the likes of us. Thank you that you made it possible at the cross. His body broken for you, for me. Blood poured out for you.